Can I wait?
You're not going to have a minute until you finish everything.
Plenty of time for you.
Okay, fine. Tine Rechitza, and we're up to this Vav. Mutter Lash of Yada b'Morson. It's mutter to rub your hands in Morson. Morson is a brand. Even if your hands are wet, unless you don't put the water, unless as long as you don't put the water onto the bran. What's the matter with putting water onto bran? So that's lush, that's kneading, right? Because you're combining all those things together. I've lost a lush of Yadav, but you can't rub you can't rub your hands in salt because you're going to. And for sure not in soap, meaning bar soap, because then it's going to melt down. And then it's going to be noilet. Right? Fine. Zion. Mayim. So that's why you can't use bar soap. And also the same thing with, and some say it's memachic, it's smoothing.
What's
Right?
the difference?
So,
What's the
what?
difference between wiping? What's the difference between wiping and putting the water on Mursa? Like, what? It's the water goes on Mursa anyway. If you have wet hands and you're
You're
wiping
asking
the
why he
water,
changed his terminology?
now I'm saying, how is it? What is the difference between just wiping and putting the water? Like, it's
Because I
full.
think
When you
if I've
wipe, you put
salt,
water on it.
because by bran, it's not going to do much to it as long, unless it's actual water. But by salt, it will. Salt, a
No, we're
slight
saying
amount of
it's
water
smoother
affects salt.
to wipe it on Mursan. Ala Mursan Mamash. Ala Mursan Mamash. As long
Meaning
as
by
we.
salt, the salt, as way I understand it, the way I understand it by salt, even the slightest amount of water is gonna.
I'm talking about Shelo Yitain as Hamayim, as long as he doesn't put his the water on it. I'm
Correct.
saying when you wipe your hands on it, you're putting water on it.
Not, but that's
Am
not a lot of water. When you're
I...
wiping hands, it's not
meaning
enough water to do anything to the brand.
if you have a lot of water on your hands, then you wouldn't be able to wipe it?
I don't know. He doesn't differentiate. He's just saying as long as you don't put water in there, mamish. I'm assuming that means that that's if you don't have a if you just water on your hands, it's not enough to do much to the brand. Right? Fine. Now, so then you also get into what about liquid soap? So depending on how thick the liquid soap is, Ramesh was very machmir with liquid soap. Fine. Zayin, mayim sheina derech lirchitz bem, water that's not the derech to wash, ela lerefuah, only for refuah, kagon sheim royim or meusim, whether they're bad or they're disgusting. Also lirchitz bem b'Shabbos, it's also to wash on them on Shabbos, kimi shenikar shu mechamel, since it's recognizable that he's doing it for refuah. Pemet varmaburim b'hem, that's only when it sits in them. Avalim ain't a shoy behem mutter, but if it doesn't sit in them, then it's mutter sheina nira ela kemaker, because then all it looks like is you're just cooling yourself off. Uvachame Tveria, but in Chame Tveria, Kadaima, Imena Derech Lirchitz Behem El Rafua, if the Derech is not to wash in them only for Rua, also Lirchitz Behem Beshabbos the Rafua, then you can't go in the Rafua, Filu Ein Ashay Behem, even if you don't sit in them. Right? So that's, I mean, that's the heter that they say, that to go into a cold mikveh, et cetera, you look like, looks like you're cooling, you're just going in there, it looks like you're cooling off. Fine. Simen Pei Zayin, Dvarim Shetzrichin Lizorba Behemoth Chayas Va'oifas. Things that you have to do, that you have to be worried about for Behemoth Chayas and Oifas. See, from nowadays that there's lots of people have lots of pets, so you have these shilas come up a lot more. I've been asked by many people why I don't have a PDF on how to deal with pets. I guess eventually, maybe if that's necessary, that's what we'll do. Aleph, k'siv l'man nanuach shorcha v'chamer recha. It says so that your shor and chamor should rest on Shabbos. Harei ki yizira Torah shegam ha-behema she'yisrael tenuach, that even a behema of Yisrael should rest. V'lo yemim ha-bavad, ela kol ba'alei chayim. Not only a behema, but any animal. V'lochein also laniach l'behemtoi she'toitzi eze masa. You're not allowed to let your animal carry a load. on Shabbos. Even if the animal goes out by itself, I see a masa, and is carrying a load. Avar hu aleha, he's over on it on mitzvah shel Torah, on a mitzvah saseh in the Torah. And even something that's on there just for beauty, that's also considered a masa. I mean, the same what we learned last week, that humans have issues wearing different types of jewelry and ornaments, whatever it is. Animals have the same issue. But something that's there for refuah, like a bandage on a maka, it's mutter to go out with it. And something that you need, that it needs for shmirah, that's considered like clothing, like clothing for a person, like what do you call it? A leash, not a possibly a leash, but whatever that puts on there for identification. But for extra shmirah, that's aser. Same thing. If, let's say, you put something on an animal that it's not even strong enough to watch that animal, even though that may work for another behemoth, like something for a cat may not necessarily work for a dog, then it would also be considered a load for aser, and it is aser. A horse can go out with an afsar, is the thing that they lead the horse with. Resen is a piece of something that goes also in its mouth or near its mouth in order to hold on to it. You don't need both. You need one or the other. You could also wrap the rope of the afsar around its neck, it should be a little loose, so that you can quickly put your hand in between the rope and its neck, in order to be able to pull it in case it's trying to run away. And it's mutter to put the to take the afsar and put it on it, as long as he doesn't lean on it. The reason why you're not allowed to lean on it is because you're not allowed to lean on animals on Shabbos. A chamor cannot go out with this bit made out of barzel, because that's too much of a shmirah. A parah that don't require shimur, asurim latzis bechevel savet savaram, it's also to go out with the rope around the necks, ela im rekilin lebrayach, unless it's meant to run away. Im koshar chevel b'pi asus, let's say you put a rope in the mouth of a sus, harei ze masa, it's considered a load, if yishein em shtamar boi, because it's not watched with it, shehu nishmat b'piv, because it slips out of its mouth. Ve'in adayim ala afsar, it's not similar to an afsar, shehu koshar b'roish, that's tied on its head. Okay, everybody, obviously, if they have horses on Shabbos, they'll ask their own shaila exactly how to go about doing it. Gimel, sus v'chein shar behemus, a horse and other animals, lo yetzim v'madas, cannot go out with a saddle. V'ach b'cham ha-chamor, ha-chamor yetzim v'madas, shalei yiskarer, so that it shouldn't get cold. Mipnei shativa liskarer, because its nature is to be cold. A chamor needs to be covered. V'im koshalei ha-madas me'er Shabbos, but if you tied it on me'er Shabbos, mutter sheyetzim v'shabbos shamabushehu, it's considered its clothing. But if it's not tied on, because maybe it's going to fall off, he's going to bring it in his hand. And you can't tie it on Shabbos because you're going to have to go very close to the animal and lean on the animal. When the chamor is in the chatzar, then you could put the cloth on it because of cold, as long as it doesn't go out of the Rishus HaYochid. Aval ala sus, la yitem radas klal, but on a horse, you shouldn't put it at all, im lo yikesh akor gadol, unless it's very cold, shemazik gam la sus, it damages the sus. Nechem yimai sachama, and in the summer, shazvuvim rabim, there's lots of flies, and with tzara moisoi, and gives tzara mutal losis, alav mardas, you can put the blanket on him, avad shiye nizar, shalo yismich atzmei ala behema b'shasa kisui, as long as you're careful not to lean on the animal. L'hasim radas b'shabas, and to remove the mardas and shabas, b'yimin ha-chamor, b'yimin ha-sus, whether it's on the chamor or from the sus, also, it's also keeping the less late tsar, since there's no tsar, I'm lo yisirena, if you don't remove it. Dalet, asuru lotzis b'zoig, you're not allowed to go out with a Bell. Even if it's stuffed and it's not gonna ring. And even in a city that has an Erev, also Shetetzeboy, it's not let it go out. Why? Because it looks like that's the way they brought the animals out when they went for to sell them. Rak b'chotzer mutter shi'eleh, but in the chotzer it's mutter because nobody's going to think you're selling it. V'meinah pakuk u'mekashkesh, but if it's not stuffed up and it rings, afilu b'chotzer also li'osaleh can't be on it because it's going to make noise. Hey, mutter la'ilich es sus b'chevel shem, you're allowed to take the sus with a rope that's attached to the resin, to that bit, as long as you're holding to the end of the rope, you don't want the rope sticking out of your hands a tefach long. That the rope shouldn't, the rope between you and the behemoth, until the tefach close to the ground. And if, let's say, it's very long, so then tie it around the neck of the sus. This is how you would be able to walk an animal in Rosh Hashanah, meaning without an Eruv. On Shabbos, you would be able to hold the leash as long as there's no tefach sticking out of your hand and as long as the leash stays more than a tefach above the ground. Vav, shtei behemos ha'yosef shein k'shura zubazug. Two animals or more tied to one to each other. Hu tofes b'yadei afsarechen, and he's holding on to one of them in his hand. For kulan nimshach zuar chazu, basically it's like a lineup of animals, and he's pulling them all. Also, lasses came for Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos. Afilu beirav misukenes beirav, even if a city that's misukenes beirav. However, the litvos kama afsari behemis beyadoi. Meaning, so you can't do it that way because then it looks like you're bringing them for sale. But to put all the leashes into your hand and pull it that way, leilichon kederech shenis bar b'siv shelus, that's mutter. Because meaning don't have it hanging out more than a tefach, et cetera, then that doing it that way will make it that it doesn't look like you're going to sell it. Okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a good tefach, a fine night.
Thank you.